Tutar recovers. And a break here for Riley McGree. It's on for Matthew Leckie. Matthew Leckie cuts back inside. One way, then the other. And he scores for Australia. Matthew Leckie embraces the moment for the Socceroos. Backus just needs to retain the ball. Moy. And there it is. Can you believe it? Written off too many times to remember. Australia has found a way. Found its way to the Elite 16 of world football. The country can keep on dreaming. Australia's jubilation and a slice of World Cup history. The Socceroos of 22 join the golden generation of 06.
Dave Bashir doing his best work on SBS this morning. Harry Kuehl was riding shotgun, and it was hard to contain his excitement as Australia went through to the knockout phase, as you heard. What a dramatic morning it's been for Australian sporting fans. Fed Square was off its chops early doors when that score was made 60 minutes into that contest between Australia and Denmark. And they are through. They are through to the World Cup knockout phase. It is quite something. And there's a very important 30 minutes coming up for Poland, Argentina, and while Saudis are gone, Mexico's got them covered, so that we don't have to worry about them. We'll be playing one of Poland or Argentina. At this stage, Argentina 1-0 up. It means they'll top the group. And we'll play them at this stage. But we won't worry about that. We'll worry about the success of the Socceroos. We'll chat about it with Scotty Jamieson, who's been there and done that in the national colours. He's these days captain of Melbourne City. And I reckon he'd be up and about in Yarrawonga this morning. Hello, Scotty.
Good morning, team.
How are you, mate?
Well, I'm very well. I'm about to play a nice 18 holes at Yarrawonga. At the Bull Creek course. I don't really care about the Socceroos, to be honest. I'm only joking. Fantastic. Absolutely brilliant result. Something that I think every one of us probably thought wouldn't have happened, that we qualified out of this group. So, testament to Graham Arnold and the whole squad to come out of this group with two wins, one loss, is a fantastic achievement, and full credit to everyone involved.
So, no, as you said, no one expected this. And we spoke to Simon Hill earlier this morning, and not a person on the planet expected this to happen. But we've found a way to get through it. Have we downplayed perhaps the resilience and the tenacity of this group, do you reckon, Scotty, even after the win against Tunisia? I mean, Tunisia have come out and beat France this morning, which no one expected either, which made it a little bit stressful for a couple of minutes. But did we just downplay their tenacity and capacity to absorb the pressure in this tournament so far?
No, I don't necessarily think anyone downplayed it. I think we've always had the opinion that it goes with every Australian team, that they'll have the fight, the guts, the resilience. But I just feel the team as a whole has really gelled together and bonded together and found this, I guess, unique spirit to guide them through, but also played really good football. This morning, defended really, really well. Denmark, as the game went on, just seemed to panic more and more and started shelling long balls into the box, and Harry Suter just ate that up with Kai Rolls. But I just feel this group, they talk it, and sometimes you don't believe when people speak about, you know, there's this brotherhood or bond. But to get through this group, you have to maybe believe what's been said from people like Graham Arnold about there's a real bond between these players.
Well, looks like Mexico are going to get through at this stage from the World Cup. Argentina have scored again against Poland, 2-0. So Poland dropped to third in the group at this stage. Mexico go to second with their scoreline against the Saudi Arabians. So they look like they might go through. And as you said, Whitey, and they look like they're going to score Argentina, and they've done it again with a cracker.
Yeah, that was a good goal. There's no doubt about that. Hey, Scotty, I want to ask you about Graham Arnold. I know we spent a lot of time talking about a number of things at the Kelber Hotel last week. But just the critics that he's had and the way he's answered them, I'm fascinated in your views on Graham.
To be honest with you, I think he was very close to getting the sack. I mean, if you look at the way we qualified, the whole, I guess, feeling from outside of the Socceroos was that it was really a struggling camp. I have no doubt that he might have been close to getting the sack. But for him to claw himself back, regroup after a poor qualifying campaign, firstly to get past Peru, but then really to take on, you know, three very strong nations who I believe all sit in the top 20 of the world. if I might be wrong. I mean, Tunisia might not be, but France and Denmark, you know, are definitely in the top 20. For him to do that is a fantastic achievement. And he's proved a lot of critics wrong. You know, there's a lot of people out there probably would have said that Graham Arnold, you know, wouldn't have you know, been in the job much longer, especially after, you know, losing to Japan and Saudi Arabia early in the, or later in the campaign. But full credit to him. You know, Arnie's done very well in the A-League. He enjoys the media. I think he plays up with it a little bit, which is fantastic. He gives you something. But, you know, for him to do what he's done and guide this team through to the next round is an unbelievable achievement.
So what's he like as a bloke? Because I find him quite intriguing. He's great to talk to. He's very passionate and very... It has similar sort of qualities to Ange at times at the way he conducts himself publicly. But I'm interested in what is he like behind the scenes?
Yeah, well, my chaos has only come from playing against him, but also having friends that have played underneath him. Never worked with him. But the biggest thing I think that always comes out from Graham Arnold's teams and his way of coaching is the way he likes to bond his team together, you know, really create a bond and a form of brotherhood as such. And, you know, when his team was at Sydney FC, they were very tough, even Central Coast, you know, but this is a different beast being, you know, a national team, and to be able to like I said, to do what he's done. And you can't underestimate his tactics. You know, he was questioned very much so against France for being defensive as such. And Tunisia and Denmark, he's, in my opinion, you know, being more on the front foot. Although I was a little worried when he changed to a back three this morning and brought on Bailey Wright, but you live and die by your decisions, and he's living at large.
So we talked the other day, Scotty, about competition play, tournament play, and the fatigue factor that can play a part. I mean, there's been, I imagine, unbelievable adrenaline going through these guys, and they're riding that wave as well as putting out some quality on the park. Well, they've played three games in 9 days, as you said, and there's another game Sunday morning, 6 a.m. is the time for the first game of the knockout phase for us. So that's only another 3 days away. Can you see a requirement to change it up from a physical perspective, or would you just ride the wave and see what happens?
Well, how good am I? I said that last game prior to Denmark, and he played the same team, and all the boys ran it out. Fantastic. So, yeah, what do I know? It is interesting. I mean, I saw, obviously, the hero, Lex, you know, trying to run on the game with two bags of ice on his calf. Mitch Pichuk looked like he was on his knees. But this is a round of 32 in the World Cup. I don't think fatigue will necessarily hit anyone, especially if you're playing against Argentina, which is maybe possible, I think, or Mexico. But, you know, I don't think you make changes now. I thought the game would have been Denmark just to freshen things up. But, you know, this is a do-or-die game again. But, you know, in the next round, I think he goes with whoever's putting their hand up to play and is available.
So Denmark had players today from Manchester United, from Barcelona, from Tottenham Hotspurs, but they didn't have any A-League players, Scotty, and it was the real anchor for them today. They didn't pick any A-League players. It was an error from them. And what does it do for the local competition, the fact that we've got a few on board that are part of the team? Matthew Leckie, of course, scoring helps, and seven of the starting 11, I think, it started in the A-League. What does it do for the competition?
Oh, boy, I genuinely think now people have to properly start respecting the competition, you know. There's been times over the years where the competition's killed itself in the foot, the way it's run or, you know, the way it's done things. But the product's, you know, been there and roundabout at a decent level. Now we're starting to see it shine on the world stage. And I genuinely do believe that. You know, the product is there. It's more so about how we show it and how we create an atmosphere for people to come watch it. But there's no doubt. You set the numbers there. The A-League is represented very well, not just in the starting 11, but also in the squad. And we have a match winner who's part of Melbourne City, but you can always come down and watch it at Amy Park. So there's no reason for people to turn their nose up against the A-League anymore. Just ask the Danish share players, see what they think about the A-League.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, so on Matthew Leckie, who's your teammate and a good friend of yours, he's now going to go down in Australian sporting folklore as the man that scored the goal to put the Socceroos through to the knockout phase. I mean, I'm sure you're really proud of him, but I asked you about Graham Arnold as a person, but Matthew Leckie as a person, and how he's going to handle that now that he'll be remembered forever.
He's going to hate it. He does not want the attention one bit, gents. Lex is one of the most laid-back, easygoing characters you'll ever meet, with no fuss written across his forehead, because he just does not does not care to have any drama or anything in his life. And it's a testament to him, you know, how he's carried himself over his career with, you know, the exploits of playing in Germany for so long, and being in the Socceroos for so long, that nothing has fazed him. And I do mean it. This guy will not change one bit. And like I said, he will not enjoy the attention that's going to come his way, but it deserves to go his way, because he scored an amazing goal and, you know, in a way carried us through to the next round. But, you know, I'm super happy for him. He's you know, joined Melbourne City last year and was a slow burner start because of, you know, he had to adapt his family to the country and was getting a lot of criticism, but it doesn't faze him one bit. And, you know, he's a national hero now, and, more importantly, he's going to add to the Melbourne City for Kitty, because, you know, he's qualified to the next round, and you know, he's missing from our training now. So, more importantly, it's more better for Melbourne City rather than anyone else.
Well, it's been some sort of morning. What are you doing in Yarrawonga?
So I'm with I'm staying at the Seabourg Hotel. They've invited a few of us down here to a part of Lotus Living, just to get a part of it and come down and see the beautiful facilities here and play some golf at the Black Bull. So, really looking forward to having a hit. It's probably my first in a while, but looking forward to it, getting out this morning and doing a few filming content, but then getting on the course and ripping it up and buying 100 balls to cater for losing 100.
It's a good little place up there, actually. That's a nice little place to have breakfast on the water, and
beautiful.
Black Bull's a good
golf
course.
Mate. It truly is. We had a beautiful dinner here last night, and obviously had to watch the Socceroos this morning, so you know, a bit sleep deprived, but you know, I've got a fair few excuses in case the golf game's terrible, but we'll dress well and then go from there.
You will dress well.
Well, you'll be looking magnificent out of that kit. Don't worry about that. You'll be looking very, very sharp and putting a
thank you to the sponsors.
Bit on the socials too, make sure about that. Scotty, great to chat to you, mate. It's been some sort of morning for all football fans and hopefully sports fans in Australia as well. And long may it continue. Sunday morning, 6 a.m. against, it looks like, Argentina at this stage, mate. Go get them and swing well today, and we'll talk soon.
Thanks, boys. Hopefully speak to you Monday morning, and we'll be cheering it on again, another win.
You're a great man. Scotty Jamieson, captain of Melbourne City, with us.